on WGN Radio. How are you, Emily?
I'm well. How are you? Yes, it's Clem.
CEO of South Suburban Humane Society in Chicago Heights. So the conversation with you is about what's happening to all of the pets people have but may not want anymore. Is that what's going on, Emily?
Yeah, so the South Suburban Humane Society is one of several shelters across Chicagoland that really has been experiencing increased intake demand in 2021, even over our 2019 numbers. And a lot of it has to do with people who can no longer afford to take care of their pets, or they might be moving and can't find a place that allows pets. So it's created some crisis-level proportions of space across our region.
I thought this was a 2020 story. Everybody was adopting pets and then turning them back in, or maybe this is the second wave. This is what happened after everybody adopted those pets, and now they realize they bit off more than they can chew, huh?
It's not, the comparison to 2020 is that in last year, we had more adoption demand than ever before. So we broke all kinds of records in terms of adoption and fostering. And we're not seeing those pets coming back. It's older pets. I mean, it's people who have had their pet for many years that suddenly find themselves unable to care for them. So it's really not, you know, the quote-unquote pandemic pets coming in. It's existing pets within our community's families.
Well, how is this a function of 2021 then? Does this happen every year, or how is it happening now?
I think what's happening now is that our economy is still not recovering from the pandemic. So, you know, we're seeing pets who people can't afford vet care. They can't maybe afford the rental costs to move into a place that requires a pet deposit. We experienced this in a high volume in 2008, which was the beginning of the recession.
Yeah.
I've said for a long time that I feel animal shelters are sort of the canary in the coal mine on, you know, how the economy is doing. And I'm chirping that I think that this is a bad sign of what's to come for our economy, that we have so many pets in need and coming in right now.
Describe for me, give me an example of what you're seeing, an incident, an anecdote, a family.
Yeah. So, you know, just recently we had a woman who was moving. She did find a job and she had to move, and she tried to find care for her two cats, and she couldn't find anyone to take them in. And so, you know, she came to us with the two cats and we were able to take them in, and they've subsequently been adopted. But I mean, we're seeing just huge number of stray pets of, you know, which honestly, we're trying to figure out all the reasons for the stray pets, because that's not alone. That's also shelters across Chicago are seeing an increase in stray pets.
Well, it strikes me those would be abandoned animals.
Unfortunately, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's people who can't find somewhere to take them, and they might be letting them go.
I have a couple more questions for you. Do you have another minute for us?
I do.
Emily Clem is on a phone line. She is the CEO of South Suburban Humane Society there in Chicago Heights. Wow. Who knew? I mean, wow. And I think her observation about this being the canary in the coal mine is fascinating. I don't know if you've just joined our conversation. Emily Clem is on a phone line. She's the CEO of the South Suburban Humane Society in Chicago Heights. And unlike 2020, we have had a lot of people adopt pets who cannot care for them. Now, not because they don't want to or bit off more than they can chew. Well, maybe that's part of it, but it's because they can't afford them. They've moved to new places to find new jobs that will not allow pets. Or maybe, and this is just, it's hard to imagine, Emily, but somebody who has a loved family pet has made the decision they can't afford food and veterinary care, huh? I mean, that's part of it too, isn't it?
It is, and that's why our organization and a lot of other organizations are trying to actively address that. So we have a low-cost veterinary services clinic here in Chicago Heights that people can qualify to bring their pets to, you know, income qualify. We also have a pet food bank. We're not unique. There's lots of other organizations that have those services available. So we really encourage people who might be thinking that they are in need of those services or maybe have to give up their pet to look at what we're offering to help them keep their pet. You know, that's really what our focus needs to be, is helping people keep their pets right now.
This may be unfair, but one wants to say, what were you people thinking? But I guess it's hard for people to know what the future holds. But if you're living on the margin, maybe you shouldn't have a pet.
Well, you know, I'll disagree with you, John, because I think that the joy of pet ownership and the fact of what they bring to our lives should be accessible to all people. And it's really just a matter of a safety net for folks within our community, you know, whether it's human services or pet services. And and I think we have the opportunity to do that through our organizations to provide that.
Yeah, I like what you said there, Emily, and I'll take back what I just thought out loud. But you must then see people in tears. You described a moment ago the woman who turned in her two cats because the job was near the apartment that won't take them now. That must be very difficult. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking because pets are family. So, you know, imagine, you know, I'm not trying to make a human connection, but imagine if someone had to give up a family member because they couldn't afford it. That's what's happening, you know, with our pets. And our big, big concern is that this is only about to get worse. When the eviction moratorium ends, about 15% of Cook County residents are on the brink of eviction. If you just take the average pet owned by the average person in the United States, that could be around 150,000 pets that become homeless in Cook County over the next 30 to 90 days. How could we possibly support that? How could our shelters possibly take that on? So, I mean, it's keeping me up at night. It's keeping a lot of my colleagues across Chicagoland up at night thinking about how we address this.
And I guess the only obvious answer is, well, 150,000 people adopt these animals. Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, you know, there are so many ways for people to support us beyond adoption. Obviously, yes, if your family is in the market for a new pet, come to either my shelter down in Chicago Heights or Homewood, or at one of our partner, you know, shelters across Chicagoland, Animal Care League in Oak Park, Anti-Cruelty Society downtown Chicago. But there are so many other ways as well. We're recruiting volunteers and fosters. Maybe it's just sharing our posts on social media. That's a very passive activity that can be very supportive to our organizations. And then, of course, donating. You know, all of our websites have the donation button, and those funds really do make a huge difference in our ability to care for pets who might have veterinary needs coming into the shelter.
And are the shelters crowded now?
We have a small reprieve on dogs. However, we're completely full on cats and kittens. So we actually launched a cat adoption special today through Sunday. Cats 6 months and older, we're waiving adoption fees, and it's half price kittens. So we're calling it our We're at Catpacity adoption special.
Well,
all
good.
The info is on our Facebook page and Instagram. But definitely, if you're looking for a cat, please come visit us today through Sunday.
How do I do that?
1103 West End Avenue in Chicago Heights. Or we do have our Homewood Adoption Center, which is 2207 183rd Street in Homewood. All of that information is on our website, www.southsuburbanhumane.org.
Southsuburbanhumane.org.
Correct.
Well, I'm sorry to hear this. I'm really intrigued by your suggestion that if you want to know what the economy is doing, look at what the pet shelters are doing now. And if people can't afford their pets, you've got a wave of new problems. You know, we do the business lunch here, and a lot of the experts are very optimistic about the cash on the sidelines, people going back to work, et cetera, et cetera. This is a different signal that you're suggesting, Emily.
It is. I mean, I've been hopeful, too, and I think that there are some strong economic indicators, but I can't buck my history of looking at this and our trends. And when we trend upwards, it tends, like I said, to be a signal.
And one more time, that website is southsuburbanhumane.org,
HUMANE.org.
Before I let you go, Emily, how many miles do you have on your car right now?
Oh my goodness, I'm so surprised the producer shared that with you. I have a relatively new car, so only like 3,000 miles.
Ha! That's nothing.
So it was 2002 or 2003 when my car tripped 100,000 miles. I did it live on air with you when I used to have a commute. So
I forget how that happened, although I know one of my colleagues was very excited when his car was about to slip over to 100 or 200,000 miles or 150 some milestone, and he took a picture of it, and I mocked him. But then my lines lit up, and I said, hey, if you want to send us a picture of your car odometer rolling over, go ahead. I didn't think anybody would call. Emily called and sent us a picture of her car tripping over 100,000 miles.
I did.
And then we sent
back
you
in
some,
the drive time.
Some, we sent you some swell prizes, too, didn't we?
You did. You sent a restaurant gift certificate and I think some WGN swag. It was such a randomly cool thing that happened, and my family still talks about it.
Well, all right, let's send you. Have you seen the new cool retro WGN T-shirts we've got?
I haven't.
I'm going to put one in the mail for you. And why don't you take a picture of you with that, with one of the puppies at the shelter or the kittens. We'll post it on our website, and let's see if we can't get more folks to adopt those animals.
I love it. Thank you so much. That would be great.
Talk to producer Elif. Emily Clem, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Emily Clem is the CEO of the South Suburban Humane Society in Chicago Heights.